live stream. Do you have your Bibles? Say it a little bit louder. Hallelujah. I hope you do. I hope you do. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do love you. We love you, Father. Thank you for being so good to us. Hallelujah. Thank you for being so good to us. Most of all, we thank you, Lord, for your Son, Jesus Christ, who you sent to die for us when we had no help. Father, you sent help by way of your Son. And he died on the cross, took our sins upon himself, was buried, but he rose again on the third day. Hallelujah. And he'll never die again. Glory to your name, Father. And because of what he did, we have eternal life abiding on the inside of us. All of us who would believe on him. And we understand, Father, we got to believe on him. We got to receive him. We got to believe that he's the Son of God, the only begotten Son of God. Hallelujah. So I thank you, Father, for eternal life abiding on the inside of me. And now, Father, as we continue in your word, I pray that everyone that is under the sound of my voice will have ears to hear. And have a heart, dear Lord, to receive your word. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Father, for the call and anointing that you placed upon me to minister your word. And I'm resting in that right now, Father. And we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, say amen with me.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. All right. Again, I'm still teaching and ministering to you concerning getting close to God and staying close to God, because it's so important. Wow, it is so important. Folks, you got to understand that there are so many distractions out there. Now, don't get me wrong. God is more than able to keep us. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
God is more than able to keep us. Praise God. But we got to be wise, and we got to stay in the word, and we got to stay in his presence. Amen. We got to walk with him. Is that right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Matter of fact, Jesus said, no man can pluck you out of my hand. That's what Jesus said. He said, no man can pluck you out of my hand. And he said, my Father is greater than I am, and I'm in him. And I know nobody can pluck you out of his hand. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. But we got to make sure that we don't walk away from him. He's already promised us that he would never leave us and he would never forsake us. Hallelujah. So we got to watch out for distractions and things that wants to move us away. Amen. Cause us to cool off. Amen. But God's calling us to heat up. God's calling us to get fired up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We talked last week about being stable, becoming stable in our Christian walk, getting rooted and grounded in the Lord, keeping our focus. We talked about the fact that the Bible says that in the latter days, some will fall away. Some will fall away. Amen. But if you mean it with all your heart, say, not me.
Not me.
Amen. Say, that's not talking about me. Hallelujah. Amen. And then we talked about the Jesus, rather, taught about He gave us an illustration of a man that built his house on the rock, and then another man built his house on the sand. And guess which house stood when the storm came? The one that was built on the rock. Amen. The one that had a solid foundation. Praise God. We got to make sure that we keep a solid foundation underneath us. The storms are going to come. The winds are going to blow. The rain's going to come. Amen. That's life. But we don't have to be destroyed. Amen. We don't have to be blown away because of it. Praise God. Because he's more than able to keep us. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
And so I want to minister to you a little bit tonight, probably not too long. But not only does walking close to God keep us stable, but when we walk close to God, and when I say walk close to God, I mean, you know, taking time for him, taking time for the word, taking time to fellowship with God, taking time to pray and talk to him, and taking time to do what you're doing right now. Amen. You're here at church. Amen. I guarantee you, if you weren't at church, there'd be something else that you'd be doing, right? Even if it's nothing but sleeping, but you'd be doing something. Amen. But guess what? You're not sleeping. Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I will say this. You know, the devil loved to put the saints to sleep in church. Amen. But we have to be determined we're not going to let him do that. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. But let me move on. I don't want to detour here. But when we're fellowshipping and close, walking close to him, we're stable. But it's also, listen to this, it's also a place of peace. It's a place of peace. Do you hear me? It's a place of peace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. It's a place of peace. Turn in your Bibles to the book of Isaiah, chapter 26. Isaiah chapter 26. And I'm going to read verse 3. Isaiah 26, verse 3. Look at this. You, and I'm reading from the New King James Bible, you will keep him in perfect peace. Wow. I like that. Notice what is, we're going to read it, the entire verse. But I want you to notice something. You know, when we read the Bible, we just don't need to just run through it.
Right.
Yeah. Amen. We don't need to just be in a big hurry. Let me go ahead and read me a quick chapter so I can get that behind me and satisfy my conscience. Well, I read the word today. No, we need to take our time and hear what the word of God is saying. He said, verse 3 says, you will keep him in perfect peace. Now, God wants us to know that in him there is a place of peace. Now, it could have read this, you will keep him in peace, whose mind is stayed on you. Amen. That would have been very good, wouldn't it?
Amen.
That would have been excellent, wouldn't it? But what it really says is you will keep him in what?
Perfect
peace. Hallelujah. perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you. Hallelujah. You see that? You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you. Somebody tell me why. Because he trusts in you. Hallelujah. God is saying, I will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on me, because he trusts me. The greatest honor, listen to me, the greatest honor that we can give God is to trust him. This whole, listen to me, this whole Christian life that we're living is a life of trust. We believe what he said. Let me say that again. We believe what he said. But we got to be careful, though, that we don't become distracted, that we don't move away, that we don't start chasing something else that's going to pull us away from God and get our mind away off of God, and we become consumed with something else. God says, I'll keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on me, because he or she trusts me. Greatest honor you can give God is to say, God, I trust you. When we got saved, we believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. Guess what? We was trusting him to save us. I trusted him in 1969. I've been trusting him ever since. And we'll continue. Hallelujah. He's faithful. But let me tell you something. When you keep your mind on him, he gives you peace. Peace comes with trusting God. Peace comes when we focus on him and keep our minds on him. Turn in your Bible to John, the Gospel of John, chapter 14. The Gospel of John, chapter 14. Now, let me see where I want to begin here. Glory to God. I tell you what. John chapter 14, we'll begin at verse 25. John 14, 25. Jesus is teaching here. And he'd been teaching, but we'll pick it up at verse 25. He says, these things have I spoken to you while being present with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now look at verse 27. This is where I'm going. Listen to what Jesus said. Peace I leave with you. You see that? Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And I want to tell you, folks need to read John 14, 27 today. In the midst of all the stuff that's going on, amen, and all the fear that's running rapid, they need to digest John 14, 27. Jesus said, let me read it to you again. Jesus says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Notice what he said. He says, I'm giving you my peace. My peace. Too many times we're looking for peace in the wrong places, from the wrong people. Jesus says, my peace I give to you. Listen to what else he said. Not, everybody say not.
Not.
Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Now that's what he told them. But guess what? He's talking to us too. These very words that he spoke to his disciples and anyone else that was around traveled down through the generations. And it is present and alive and powerful right here and right now. Hallelujah. We can walk in the peace of God. We can live in the peace of God. Jesus said, don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let it be afraid. Don't get full of fear. I give you peace. I give you peace. But it's not the peace that the world gives. Now, there are too many people today looking for peace from the world. They're watching the news. They're reading their newspaper. Or they're doing this, trying to find peace. Well, I'm not knocking the news. The news give information, but you have to be careful there, too. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. True peace come from the Lord Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, I found it interesting. Turn in your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. See, Jesus says, I give you peace, my peace, not as the world gives. You say, I'm not giving you that kind of peace. I'm not giving you worldly peace. You know, just looking around at things that are going on and everything seemed to be okay. So I feel all right. But the world's peace is not genuine and it's not lasting. The world cannot give you God. 1 Thessalonians, I found this interesting, chapter 5. Matter of fact, I'll just begin reading it, verse 1. It says, but concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. But now, look at verse 3. Look at verse 3. For when they say, everybody say they.
They.
Say it again, say they.
They.
For when they say. Now remember, when the Apostle Paul wrote this, he wrote it to the church at Thessalonica. And so he was writing it to believers. Amen. He was writing this to Christians. And so you see here, there is a separation. He didn't say, when we say. What he said was, when they say. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. Who are they? Can anybody tell me who they are? The world, the non-believers, the non-Christians. When they say peace and safety, everything is fine. I got plenty of money. The stock market's up and things are going well. All my bills are paid and I'm at peace. But he said, when they say peace and safety, sudden destruction is going to come. It's not talking about you and me. Hallelujah. Because Jesus already promised us that he gave us, told us he gave us his peace, not the world's peace. Matter of fact, the Bible plainly tells us that he gives us peace that passes all understanding. So now when the world is all shook up, you and I can be at peace. Do you believe that, folks? Do you believe the Bible? Hallelujah. We can be at peace because it's a peace that comes from the inside. It comes from the inside, not from the outside in. It comes from the inside out. You might need to write that down so you don't forget it. My peace. Let me say it this way. The peace of God comes from the inside, not from the outside. But the peace of God that comes from the inside will change some things on the outside. It will cause us to behave different. We'll act different. We'll make different decisions because of what we know. I heard a person say one time, and it's the truth. It's what we know that makes us go. Amen. It's what we know. Hallelujah. No wonder Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free or set you free. King James Version says, make you free, but same thing, make you free, set you free. You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Hallelujah. So when everybody else is panicking and don't know what to do, if you know the truth, you can be at peace. Hallelujah. Y'all still here?
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. One version says, this is the Passion Translation. It said, verse 27 of John 14. I'm back at John 14 just for a moment. But verse 27 says, I leave the gift of peace with you, my peace. Not the kind of fragile peace given by the world. Anything that's fragile is easily broken. But my perfect peace, let me read that again. I leave the gift of peace with you, my peace. Not the kind of fragile peace given by the world, but my perfect peace. Peace. Listen to what it says here. Don't yield to fear or be troubled in your hearts. Instead, be courageous. Instead, be courageous. Hallelujah. That's what Jesus was telling the folks. Walk in my peace. Walk in my peace. Not what the world say. And so too many times we're governing ourselves by what the world is saying rather than going to the book and finding out what God is saying. Let me say that again. Too many times we're conducting our lives, we're conducting our affairs solely by what the world says and not going to the Word of God to see what the Word of God says. God will back up His Word. If God said it, He'll do it. Amen. God is not man that He should lie, nor the Son of Man that He should have to repent. If God said it, that settles it. All we have to do is believe what He said. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Now, I'm go just a few more minutes. Turn in your Bibles to the book of Philippians, chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. Our biggest problem is this thing right up here between our ears. That's where we have our biggest battles. Amen. Battle between the ears. Anybody ever had a battle between the ears? Yeah, it should be unanimous. Battle between the ears. And it's up here where we either gain peace or lose peace. But the Bible has a solution. So in Philippians chapter 4, I'm just going to read a little bit. Beginning at verse 1, it says, "Therefore, my beloved and longed for brethren, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, beloved. I implore Euodia, and I implore Syntyche," and I hope I'm saying that right, probably not, "to be of the same mind in the Lord. And I urge you also, true companion, help these women who labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life." But now look at what he says here. "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand." You still with me? "Be anxious for nothing." Is that in your Bible? Yes, it is. Amen. "Be anxious for nothing." That means don't worry about anything. "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." Hallelujah. And look at verse 7. I said it earlier, but here it is. "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and" what? "Minds through Christ Jesus." Let me read verse 7 to you again. You got to grab this. Don't let this slip away. "And the peace of God." Now remember, from verse 1 through 6, he told us what we should be doing, right? In verse 7, it says, "And the peace of God." If you do these things, "and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding," glory to God, "will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Y'all believe that? But now, I like this. He says, "Finally," this is verse 8, "finally, brethren," now remember, the peace of God is going to guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. And then he said, "Finally, brethren, Whatsoever things are true. Going back to the original King James, let me reread it. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, what are you to do? Huh? Meditate upon these things. Now, listen, if we want to walk in the peace that passes all understanding, that surpasses all understanding, there's some things we have to do. We've got to be very careful what we meditate on. We've got to be careful what we put on the inside of us. So he tells us. He says, brethren, meditate on things that are true. Meditate on things that are true. Stop wasting your time with things that are not true, that are false. Folks, some folks will listen to a lie and they know it's a lie. But the Word of God is telling us, think on these things, things that are true. Learn to love truth. I want truth. I don't want a lie. I don't want deception. I want truth. Can I have an amen? Amen. And not only, he says, not only just to think on things that are true, but think on things that are noble, things that are honorable. 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 We don't need to fill our minds with just any old stuff. And not only noble or honorable, but think on things that are just. Things that are just. In other words, the right things. I'm interested in doing the right thing. How about you? Show me the right thing to do, and that's what I'm going to do. Things that are pure. Oh, that's a big one. Because every time we turn around, we see or hear impurity. You turn on your TV, sometimes all you want to do is watch a football game or a basketball game or something, and the game is good, but then they come commercial time. And many of the commercials are filthy. They promoting their product and sex, usually. But we're told to think on things that are pure. Think on things that are lovely, nice things. Good report. Good report. Don't raise your hand. You don't have to raise your hand out there either. Please don't raise your hand. But how many of you love some good gossip about somebody? Something bad about somebody, especially if you didn't particularly like them anyway. No, 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 no. We need to look for good reports. Good reports. Give me a good report. Tell me something good. Hallelujah. Not looking for the negative. And he goes on to talk about virtue, which is really excellence. You know, we as believers need to strive for excellence when it comes to serving God and in our Christian walk. And then look for things that are praiseworthy. In other words, stay away from the negative stuff. Stay away from the negative stuff. Now, you probably gain some enemies because some folks won't like you if they can't talk to you about negative stuff. That's all right. You don't have to have them. Find somebody who wants to talk about good things. Talk the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Find somebody who wants to say something nice about someone. Somebody want to do something good for someone else. But listen, and I'm getting ready to close this. But if we're going to walk in the peace of God, it's important what we put up here between our ears. Because what's between your ears will steal your peace if you're not careful. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm getting ready to quit. But I want to say this to you. God wants you at peace. And you can live a life of peace. You can be a believer at peace. Even though things may not seem to be too peaceful around you, that's all right. But you can have that peace that surpasses all understanding. Do you believe it?
Amen.
Now, I can't see those of you out there, but how many of you right now, you're making a decision that I'm going to walk in the peace of God and I'm going to live in the peace of God. Amen? I'm going to live in the peace of God. I don't have time for that other stuff. I don't have time for it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word this evening, and may we walk in that peace that passes all understanding. May we continue, Lord, to fellowship with you. Glory to your name.